Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero.
Hi, everyone. It's Collie. Daytime after dog. Daytime after dog. Tonight we will be having Nathan Butler, who plays the cutie doctor, Erin Kane, Keenan. I'm sorry if I pronounce that wrong. I am very, very sorry. But no, tonight's show is going to be really, 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 really good. And let's just try and have fun tonight. And if you want to talk to Nathan, just press 1. He is here for a very limited time tonight, so I will do my best to get everyone on. And you guys in the chat room can't hear me, right? Okay. Hello? 732?
Hi.
Who's this?
Amanda.
Okay, Amanda, I will put you on when Nathan comes, but
okay.
Just make sure you put your number 1 up. So, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you. Hey, Late Night Radio is here. Yay!
Hi.
Yes. So, what I was talking about today was when Nathan gets here, he only has about half an hour, and then, you know, he has to go. So I will get as many fan calls as I can, people. So we are waiting. Oh, here he is. Okay. You guys, I'm about to bring on the very cute, handsome Nathan Butler, who played, you know, Erin on Z8, and he has done a lot of other things like X-Men, Australia, the Pacific, everything. And he has a band called The Sugar. And that's cool. He's a songwriter too. Anyway, I'm going to bring him on. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, everyone. How are you going?
Good. By the way, I love your accent.
Thank you.
You are doing a really good job on Zeno Hospital. And, you know, can you tell everyone how you got the role and how that landed for you?
Yeah, I can. I auditioned in Los Angeles. My managers got me the audition, and I auditioned with a couple of other 100 people, and ended up getting the role. I actually booked the role originally as an American. I came in with a U.S. accent, and then I booked the role, and they ended up asking me to play an Australian because they found out I was Australian much later. So.
That is really cool because, I mean, you know, I think it's so good and you're doing a good job. And, you know, I feel bad for you when Kate, you know, when you kind of went down and when Kate hurt you, I'm like, oh, he's going to end up getting really hurt. And so how was those hospital scenes of you just laying there? Were you bored or... Oh, did you get to take a nap or what?
I'd pretend like I was playing a song over in my head. I guess I did that at drama school. They taught us to do that. It's like a technique to use when you're ever asleep or in scenes like that. When you need to do that, you pretend you're asleep and you listen to a song, and then when you hear something out of that breaks you out of the song, you wake up. And come out of it. So basically, yeah, I was just playing songs over my head, and sometimes it would be my own songs from my band, The Sugar. But yeah.
Who is your favorite person on the cast to work with, and who haven't you worked with before? I mean, on the new hospital that you would like to work with more?
Yeah, I mean, I love working with everyone on the show. Obviously, it's a great, amazing cast, and, you know, I've had some really amazing scenes with Kelly Sullivan and Maurice Bernard and Becky Hurst, and, yeah, I think, you know, I love everyone on the cast. I think everyone is a little different the way they work and their craft, but they're all, you know, I think equally as talented. So.
I know I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, so my listeners know Carrie Carley tonight, but I really like you and Kerry Sullivan, Kate. I really like the chemistry there, and I'm thinking they should hook up. That would be very, very cute because you guys, you know, have been having really amazing scenes. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know if you could forgive her for, you know, bonking you on the head, but I think you guys will make a very cute couple.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've seen, you know, you stuff with that, and I'm like, okay, I want him with Kate. I want him with Kate now, please. So, yeah, my vote is for Erin and Kate to be together, or maybe Olivia and Erin, and I think that would be really good.
Yeah, no, I think that would be great, you know. It's and the good thing about that is it's like, you know, it's always up to the fans and the viewers, you know, like.
Yeah, so do you watch, growing up, do you, I mean, you lived in Australia, so I'm still coming here to, you know, L.A. and stuff. Was it a good thing or a bad thing? Did you get used to the weather? Because Australia has opposite weather, you know, when we have our weather, they have opposite. So was that easy or harder for you to go through?
No, it was in LA weather is very similar to Sydney weather, so it was pretty easy to adjust. You know, the Southern California has, you know, beautiful weather, so it wasn't too much of a shock in terms of the weather. And, yeah, it was a pretty easy move. Yeah.
So did you go back there a lot to Australia?
The last time I went back was last June. I went back to shoot a film. It was a Western. And,
oh, cool.
The last time I went back, and I'm going to go back in December. I'm going to go back for Christmas, which will be fun. I haven't been back for quite some time now, so I think it'll be, you know, good to go back and, you know, recharge the batteries.
Well, that would be really good because, you know, Liaison Radio here is also my co-host, and I'm sure she has a couple of questions before we bring on one call at a time. Chris?
Sure, go ahead.
I'll just ask one question because I know you have a limited amount of time and I want everyone to get their chance to talk to you. Well, just to say my vote is for you and Maxie to get together because Jen Lilly tweeted out a picture of you guys the other day, and I thought, well, you guys look good together. That would be interesting, Maxie and Ewan, because I think Ewan would really get into her psyche, you know, because Maxie's kind of emotionally messed up. So I just think that'd be really interesting.
Oh, that's interesting. It's, put it out there. I mean, you can only suggest it and leave it to the powers that be, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and with you, before I bring on callers, but with you being a doctor on, you know, general hospital, do you ever get stopped in, like, an airport or anything for people to come up and ask you, you know, doctor advice? So do people never ask you that?
I mean, only really as a joke. I mean, people sometimes come up and ask me for advice. It's generally just a joke, you know?
Cool. Okay, well, oh, my God. Okay, so the lines are flooded. I am going to bring on 732. 732, you're on the air with Nathan, Late on My Radio, and me.
Hi, Nathan.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm really excited to get to talk to you. I know it's quite full, as it always is on here, so I'm going to ask you a question and then let you go on. Is this your first time as a soap role?
It is, yeah. This is my first soap role.
Okay, so was it difficult, like, learning how to do certain scenes differently, like how you were the sexy guy on the beach rescuing Liz to being the psychiatrist for Kate to being, like, on a date and being flirty with Elizabeth? Do you, like, kind of go in and out of character, or is it easy for you to kind of switch your roles?
Sorry, can you ask that question just once again? I was just letting my dog out. Sorry.
It's okay. No, I was just asking, is it easy to switch, like, in and out of being, like, flirty and cute with Elizabeth or being on the beach rescuing her or at the Cassadines with Cassandra Lady in White when she was on? Or is it easier to kind of be, like, laid-back psychiatrist with Kate and stuff like that?
I mean, you know, I enjoy when the scenes are, you know, more demanding and there's more to do in terms of, you know, when it's a little more drama or a bit more intensity. You know, I you know, personally enjoy the scenes when they're more like that. But the doctor scenes are great too. Obviously, like helping out all the other characters and helping them deal with their situations. You know, and it's great. You know, when I am working with those actors that are, you know, doing such great work and letting them and watching them go through such, you know, emotional scenes as well. So yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for answering that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And then I'll think of more questions for when you're on with Christy, since there's so many people waiting for you tonight.
Well, you are allowed to ask another question if you want really quick.
Okay. Were you also confused, as we all were, with the Lady in White and that whole weird storyline that was going on with Cassadines when you were over there?
Yeah, well, you know, at that point there was obviously a change in hands of the executive producer was changing over, and some of the writing team were just changing. So there was a time there where it was confusing. The stories were kind of changing, but we were all looking to the future and looking to move forward. We were really excited about getting all the new storylines and, you know, all the exciting new plots, because there's some really great stuff that's going to come up. I'm really looking forward to, you know, this month of work and, the rest of the year. I think it's going to be some really exciting stuff, so, yeah.
Well, that's why, you know, you're doing great, and I love seeing all the different dynamics and layers of you and Kim.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, we have another call. Um, 859, you're on the air.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, Silo.
Hi, Silo.
My real name's Dawn, and I just wanted to tell you that I've really enjoyed your work on General Hospital. Would like to see you a little bit more. But how long have you been actually into the whole music part of your career?
Music?
Yeah.
I've been playing music my whole life. My mother was a country music singer, and I always had it around, you know, the family, like my sisters are singers as well, and my uncle and aunties are all, you know, all playing and singing the guitar. So, I mean, I've always been playing music. And since I've been out in LA, you know, played in a handful of bands, and I played in bands in Sydney and when I lived in Queensland as well. So, I mean, I've always played music, and I think it'll always be a part of my life. And, yeah. I love
That's
it.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's great. Have you done any other American TV shows that I'm not aware of, probably?
No, I haven't done any other American TV shows. I had a played like a small role in Wolverine. I played a nurse in Wolverine, in X-Men. But other than that, I haven't done... I was in The Pacific as well, which is a Tom Hanks, Spielberg HBO series. Had another small part in that. But yeah, that's it. I mean, this has been my kind of, you know, my best role. It's some crap, so... Yeah.
Awesome. So are you enjoying America?
I am, yeah. I love America. Yeah, I really do. You know, I've been out here 4 years, and, yeah, I haven't looked back, you know.
Oh, I didn't realize you'd been here for four. Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. No, Southern California is just, you know, it's really nice. It's a nice place to live.
Awesome. And your son is adorable. I hear him in the background chattering.
Oh no, that's actually my friend. That's my friend's baby. I'm babysitting right now for my friend. me and my girlfriend have a couple of babies right now that are in the house, and trying to kind of juggle them and my dog.
I was going to say, how's your dog liking that?
Yeah, no, I've actually got my dog outside of me because she's going a little crazy and, kind of jumping up on him. So I'm kind of playing with her and talking to you at the same time and watching the baby bang on the door and yell hi at me.
Yeah, I think my dog would act the same way around kids. She'd probably freak out because she's not used to being around kids. But I heard you tell your story about your dog. And, I mean, I'm a dog animal lover. So I'm like, all right, he's a cool person. So anyhow, take care. Enjoy your time on GH and Fanfic Weekend. And have a blast.
Thank you so much, I will. It was great talking to you.
Thanks.
Okay, well, we are waiting on more calls. So tell everyone what you will be doing for you know, is this your first time for Fan Club Weekend, or did you go last year?
This will be my first time going to the fan club again, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. The fan club president, the people got into town today, and they came into work, and I got to say hello and kind of get a heads up of what's going on, and yeah, I think it's going to be great. You know, it's going to be a great few days. Looking forward to meeting the fans.
So how many events do you have going on that weekend?
I only have one. My event is on Sunday at 4 o'clock, and it's going for 2 hours, and my band will be there, my dog will be there, and we'll play some songs and maybe drink some champagne and hang out for a couple of hours. I think it should be fun.
Oh, that sounds like a really, really you know, fun little weekend of that, because and are your tickets still available with for people to get for your event, or are you sold out?
They are still available, and you can find them at my website, which is it's my name, it's Nathan Butler, Nathin. Butler, Butler, .bandcamp.com.
Oh, cool.
NathanButler.bandcamp.com. You'll find the GH Weekend tickets are still available, and also you can find the fan club. I have an official fan club as well, where you can find all the fan club information and membership and stuff on there, and there's lots of goodies and fun stuff on that, so you can check it out.
Well, yeah, we have two callers on the Fispo, so let me bring them on. Hey, Kathy. Kathy, you're on with Nathan. Kathy.
Hello.
Oh, well, she is probably distracted. Okay. Fosic 9, Melody, you're on the air with Nathan.
Hey, Nathan. I've actually talked to you before. And Melody from Dallas, if you remember.
Hi, Melody. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you. Yeah, I was, like, way too nervous to ask any questions last time. But I wanted to ask you, how long do you see Dr. Keenan and Elizabeth? Now, keep in mind, I haven't seen this week. So I don't know. I've seen, like, Monday. But I just wonder, I know you can't, like, give away anything, but do you see that as, like, a long-term thing or more of just kind of like a fling considering what's going on with Elizabeth and Jason?
Well, I can't really say anything about it, but I can say that we have some, you know, amazing things coming up. You know, the story is getting quite complex and, you know, and there'll be some really interesting things to come. So I can say, you know, I love working with Becky and, you know, I think we do really great work together and I think we've got a bunch more things to come. So, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, Carly might kill me for saying this on her show, but I really like Ewan and Elizabeth together. So yeah, at least for short term.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Melody.
Okay, well, y'all have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for calling.
All right. All right. Bye.
Bye.
No, I mean, Melody, I won't kill you. I mean, Nathan, I love you. I do love you on the show. Just not with Elizabeth. Sorry, I cannot lie. Sorry, I'm sure everyone in this album will want me to lie, but I can't. You know, that's why I'm pawning you off on Kate, on Maxie, even Lulu. You know, because, you know, I think you need a girl, a woman, that doesn't have baggage. And doesn't have all that. And, you know, the way I see you and Kate and even Maxie, you know, all showing that little chemistry. So, you know, that is my vote. And let's see. Oh, we have another call. Oh, 859, you're on the air.
No, I was already on, Carly. I'm just listening.
God. That's funny. Okay, 781, you're on the air.
Hi, Nathan. It's Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you going?
Good. How are you, Nathan?
I'm doing good.
I didn't hear the beginning of the show because I couldn't get any sound, so I had to call in. So I don't know if anyone asked this question or made this comment, but
that's okay.
I think the scenes, I don't know, I love the scenes with you and Kate.
Yeah.
Did
thank
anyone
you.
Comment on that?
No, not really, but you can ask again. What about the scenes do you like?
I think the scenes with you and Kate have been so intense. I love the scenes. How do you like working with Kelly Sullivan?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, Kelly's an amazing actress, and, you know, I've loved all our scenes, you know. You know, we really, you know, like to, you know, make sure we're well prepared and, you know, well rehearsed and really to delve into that emotion, because obviously there's some really heavy kind of topics and things to deal with there, and, you know, we love to make it as real as possible, you know. We love to really, like, dive into it. So, yeah, that's been, all that stuff's been really great, and, you know, I'm looking forward to doing more of that same kind of stuff. You know?
Well, they were real. They were real as possible when she hit you over the head.
Yeah, I know. I was quite impressed with that. It looked great.
Now you really have chemistry with her.
Yeah. No, thank you. Yeah. No, Kelly's lovely. We get along really well. You know, outside of work as well. You know, we're good friends.
Who do you like working with most on the set?
You know, I love the whole cast is amazing. You know, it's such a friendly kind of family environment at work, and which makes it, you know, really, really easy, and, you know, such a pleasure to go to work. But you know, I love working with a lot of the, you know, the veterans. You know, like Maurice, you know, Bernard, Mo's so great to work with. You know, he's just so relaxed, and, you know, it's such a pleasure to work with, and I've learned so much, you know, from his acting, you know, just doing scenes with him. And you know, I also loved working with Nathan Parsons. Unfortunately, he's not long on the show, but, you know, we got along really well, and he's got a really relaxed style as well. And yeah, there's something about that energy that just attracts me, you know. But and obviously Kelly and Becky, yeah, you know, been great working with them. And I'd love to work with, you know, some of the other guys that I haven't, you know, haven't worked with Anthony Geary yet, and I would love to work with him. And you know, we could have done stuff with, I've had a little stuff with Nancy Legrand, and she, you know, it'd be good to have more things with her. And Finola Hughes is great. And yeah, I mean, yeah, there's just so many, there's so many people in the cast that I, you know, look forward to working with, and I'm sure I'll get a chance.
Maybe you work with Finola when it comes to Heather.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, that would make sense.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was Kathy, yeah?
Kathy, yeah.
Thanks, Kathy.
I think, Nathan, you follow me on Twitter.
Oh, I do. I think that's good. There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great night.
Nathan, you haven't worked with Steve Burton yet. Or have you?
Oh, sorry, say that again?
You haven't worked with Jason Damas or Sonny, right? I mean...
Jason Thompson?
Yeah.
Steve Burton is what you mean.
Yeah.
You mean Jason, yeah. No, I haven't worked much with Steve, and I'd love to, I think we will. You know, it's only a matter of time. I guess the good thing about my character is it's so diverse, and everyone has, you know, lots of problems. And I think I can, you know, be a benefit and a help to almost anyone on the show. You know.
True. I mean, you know, they could even stick Erin with Carly. I mean, now that would be funny. That would be hilarious. That would be funny. So I, okay, so it's almost a half an hour, and you said you only can stay for 30 minutes, so we are at like the 2-minute mark. So is there any other projects coming up for you that you want your fans to know about, like movies or anything like that?
Yeah, well, there'll be, I guess you just have to watch out, but there'll be definitely some movies and stuff to come. I can't disclose any information yet, but you'll have to check it out. And again, check out my my website and the fan club, which I just launched, which is at nathanbutler.bandcamp.com. Check that out, and hopefully, you know, I can see some of you at the fan club weekend. It'd be nice to meet some of the fans. Also, I'll send you a sugar song, so you can hear
one of my tracks.
I'll email you that, and then you can play it on the station, and
Perfect. Can you let the fan know if you've been working at a lot by now, or no? Have you?
I've been working a lot on the show, and I've got a really, really, really busy month, and I think a busy year. So, there's lots of really great stuff to come. I'm really excited, and my character is, you know, getting to do some really fun, you know, dramatic scenes. There's lots of really great stuff to come, so make sure you stay tuned.
Oh, we totally will. Thank you for calling in, and you all will come back anytime, And remember, you guys, you can see Nathan next, what, Wednesday, Christy, or next Tuesday on Liaison Radio?
It's going to be Wednesday on Liaison Radio on TalkShoe.com. And he'll be on at 7:30 Pacific and 9:30 p.m. Central, which is 10:30 p.m. Eastern. And then you can call in again if you want to and talk to Nathan.
Exactly. So, yeah, Nathan, thanks so much for calling in, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and you have a great weekend, too.
Okay.
Thanks, Nathan.
Bye.
Yeah,
okay, now I am letting everyone back on. Hey, Mike. Hey, how are you, Cass? How's Cassie doing?
I'm doing okay. I was afraid I didn't have a question, but I did. So.
Well, thank you, all of you, for calling and talking to him. And
I felt bad there was no one to call in at one moment, so I did.
I know. That's why I was kind of scrambling. I'm like,
I helped you out, Callie.
Yeah, okay. I owe Cassie big time. I know I do, but, you know.
That's what friends are for.
Exactly. Hey, Silo, you're on the air. Silo, thank you so much for calling. Thank you. I needed my butt saved at that moment because, you know, I'm like, okay, this is not funny. This is really,
I couldn't hear it on my computer. I couldn't get any sound.
I've had problems on and off with Blog Talk.
Yeah, a lot of people have. Oh, you guys, if you want to call in and butt call late tonight, but be nice, the number is, 347-850-8721. And
I couldn't get in the chat room either. I came in as guest. I couldn't get in there either. I'm having a bad night with Blog Talk.
Oh, we are joining the club. So the damn thing, sorry, I'm swearing, you guys, but I almost, you know, it would not let me on at first, and, you know, it was making me mad. So, how is everyone's week? Is everyone in a heat wave? I know we've been, but
oh,
then we have
hot.
The news.
Hot. Hot.
I thought the week's been great. I mean, I've been loving B&B. I wanted to move along. I love GH to the point that we got a kiss.
Yes, it was amazing. And you know
and
what?
I'm glad that Jason did not allow Liz to take the fall, even though Sam, the biatch, had to keep pushing on Liz.
I love that, too. Jason didn't let her take the fall.
And I was really upset with Steve to sit there and say, the last time she was with Jason, you were with Jason, you got pregnant. I'm
oh,
like,
you
what?
Know what?
Oh, he's a jerk. Isn't
you
he
know
a
what?
Jerk?
Okay,
yeah.
You know what, you guys? I'm going to, you know, oh, by the way, you guys, you know we are missing one little troublemaker into our little family tonight. The little troublemaker is not here yet. Therefore, she will be muted every minute now that she's late, people. So just thought, if Carrie is in this album, Carrie, you're going to be muted until you call in. Thank you. I was watching the scenes, and you know what? You know, I don't want us to get in a debate, blah, blah, blah. But that kiss didn't say goodbye. No, that kiss said, hello, why don't we do it again? In my eyes, I rewounded and watched it like 5 times. I rewound their kiss and, you know, I rewound. Okay, this is people, what I do. I rewound, the kiss, and I rewind when someone dies on there through like a glass, like Ricky did. So, you know, I'm kind of demented, you guys. Okay, what in the heck is everyone talking about in this album? I'm lost about this.
I don't know. I thought we were talking about the death of a pit bull, but that happens a lot here in the United States.
Lennox story.
Lennox is the dog or a person? Okay.
It's
the
dog.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens way too much here. These dogs are, I have seen more people using pit bulls because they do fight and they do tend to get aggressive if the owners treat them as such. And
yeah,
it's ridiculous. When they get loose, that the owners aren't held accountable, but they put the dogs down immediately.
Yeah. I mean, my grandparents had a mix of a, Zuman Shepherd, but he had a little pit bull in him. But let me tell you guys, he was the sweetest dog ever. Yeah, he would bite someone if they came on the property that wasn't supposed
any
to be there.
Any dog will bite a person. Any dog. Any breed.
Yep. And, you know, I mean, but he always just did the, you know, only, you know, the people he never recognized, and he never went after the mailman, which I was surprised because some dogs go for the mailman, but, you know, but that is sad. And,
I'm afraid of pit bulls.
I don't blame you.
Not me. I'm not afraid of them. I just, I think they're given a bad rap. I mean, we went through this a long time ago with Dobermans.
Oh, yeah.
I'm afraid of them, too.
Yeah, see, not me. I love German Shepherds. I've had a Doberman.
I'm not afraid of a German Shepherd. I'm afraid of a Doberman and a pit bull.
Yeah, but they get a bad rap because they're not treated correctly.
It's the owner's fault.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, we have another phone call. 732, you're on the air.
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
No, I called back in because I've seen everybody start talking about it. I just don't want it to get confused with other things. This story is completely not about an owner or getting loose or anything like that. Breed specific legislation prohibits people to have dogs that look like pit bulls, even when they are not pit bulls by breed in their country or county or state. So they took a family dog that never had aggression, never had anything wrong with it, from the family, kept it in captivity for 2 years, and then put it to sleep this week. That's what everybody is fighting for. It's not to end that people mistreat them and that's what makes them attack sometimes. It's for that.
Amanda, how long have they had these laws in place?
How long? For a long time.
Yeah. Okay, so these people just figured, our dog won't get touched if it looked like a pit bull?
Well, no, it's not. It was not a pit bull. That was the thing they were fighting for. They're in a part of the country where it prohibits people to have them. And the dog is a mutt. It was a mix between American Bulldog and a lab. But when he grew up, he was already 5 years old when they took him away. And he grew up to look more like a pit bull, even though he was not. Because a pit bull can mean three different things. It can be an American Sapphire Terrier, which is a purebred pit. It can be American Pit Bull Terrier, or it can just be pit bull, which is the label on mostly every shelter dog in America.
Hey, Amanda?
Yes.
You're kind of echoing.
Yeah. She must have a speaker on or something in the background.
No, I don't. I just have bad reception in my house.
Now it's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now it's okay.
She's clear now.
Yes, yeah.
So that's what happened. The dog was 5 years old when they took it from his family, and he never had issues with aggression. He never got loose. He never did anything wrong. They just decided when they went to renew, you know how dogs get licensed every year to have them in your town? When they went to renew their license, basically, then they wanted to change everything and be like, since he's 5 years old and looks like a pit bull now, you're not allowed to have him anymore. And they took him away, and they kept him in this concrete, basically, jail for 2 years. And now all kinds of videos are being leaked online how they were hitting him and torturing him, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. to see if he would attack them, and he never would. And they lied to the court saying he was barking at them when they did it and this and that. So they put him to sleep and took him away from the family he was living with. So that's what people are fighting about now. That's what I've been posting pictures honoring him through there, because it's not that he was a vicious one and he got put down. He was a completely family dog that was ripped away from the little girl that was born and raised him and grew up with him to not having him anymore. So that's what the sadness of it is.
It's another country, but if they knew that this law existed, I'm not saying it's right by any means, but that was the law. And
yeah, but the
if
law
they
only
knew this
exists
dog...
for purebred pitbulls. He wasn't even a pitbull. He just looked like one.
Originally you had said if they looked like a pitbull, they were in trouble.
Well, no, that's why he got into trouble, because when he renewed the license and they seen him when he was already 5 years old, after having him in that area for 5 years, then they said, hey, he looks like that now, so guess what? We're gonna
Are the neighbors outraged? Is there a big outrage around wherever these people live?
Oh, yeah, there's been parades, outrages. This has been going on for 2 years. There's been parades, outrages. There's been a court trial the whole time, and now since he was put to death, all the videos and people that were on his side are coming out and saying, hey, he really didn't do this. They lied. They have pictures of the warden that was having him, petting him and him looking her face, and she was the one in the court saying he's aggressive and needs to be put to sleep. The family
You guys, we have another call. The very, very Candace is here.
Wait. I wasn't late.
Yeah, you were 42 minutes late, dear.
Just because I was on the phone doesn't...
Hi, Candace.
Hello,
hi,
everybody.
Candace.
Hi. So,
Candace, you missed Nathan Butler.
That's a cutie. I heard him. I was packing, and I was listening to it. I heard it on my computer.
Where are you going? Why are you packing?
Carly, did you read your text message?
What text message? I never got one this week from you.
I sent it to you last week. No, I said, Carly, right before I got off the phone, didn't everybody hear me say, Carly, did you check your...
I do not remember what happened yesterday at this point, okay? Yes.
Okay, so tomorrow, my alter ego, I don't know what we're going to call her, but, yeah, she's going to New York.
Oh, how long are we going to New York for?
Overnight.
Sounds good. Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Candace.
Some One Life to Live stars, hopefully. We're going to make it for the cause event. So, yeah.
Candace, people want to know. Inquire them.
I live vicariously through Candace.
then August, stay tuned for August, September, October, and half of November. You're really going to want to live through me. Not to say that, just to be, you know.
Oh, Candace, you do fun things.
Well, you know, yeah. Okay, so Prime Minds wants to know, what, Carly?
Okay, so last week, you know, you hung up on us really fast, and, you know, the majority of us thought that Candace finally was getting a life and finally, you know, having a guy.
Wait, are you talking about the week before when I hung up really fast and I gotta go?
Yes.
Or are you talking about last week when... Or you talking about last week when my family came over?
You
like,
had relatives. You had relatives there.
Excuse me, Kathy. Excuse me, Carly has a dirty mind right now, and that's fine. So why can't people just lie? Why can't you guys just lie and say, no, you have the best sex that
Wait,
you ever
I'm
had?
Waiting for Carly. Carly, I'm waiting for you to ask me about Wednesday.
What?
Let's see if you're do you remember Wednesday? Who was I supposed to see on Wednesday? My third favorite person in the world. He went up a little bit.
Okay, how was that? I'm trying to remember, but I don't.
My doctor.
Oh, yeah, oh, my God, how was your doctor? Because, okay, how can you have a very cute doctor? And I got a very ugly one when I went to the ER last week with my back, which is kind of still causing me.
Wait a minute. Isn't that my doctor, Dr. Ryan Morgan, I just want to say that because it just rolls off my tongue so easily, Dr. Ryan Morgan.
The doctor you love.
Yeah,
the hunk.
I'm not saying nothing. Because, you know, that just... Anyway, moving on.
Oh, no, Candace.
Let's hear about the
doctor. Okay, we can...
We want to hear about the doctor.
Okay, so here's the deal, guys. Next week, I have a date with him.
What?
Oh, Candace.
You go.
All right, girl. You go, girl.
But wait a minute. It happened really, it was funny because he said about, because I said something about Starbucks coffee. And, well, he was like, he likes Starbucks coffee, you know, and I'm like, okay. He was like, yeah, maybe we should grab a cup together. So there you go. Coffee date. There you go.
Okay, Candace, if you don't call and give me full details of this, you will be in trouble.
How am I going to be in trouble?
Because I just find it hard, you and the doctor.
Just,
I don't know what.
You just want the 50 Shades of Grey details, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I hope you have the 50 Shades of Grey date.
Because you guys,
I won't be talking for a while. Thank you. Okay, can we talk about something else?
By the way, you guys, I just want to say that injury in your back is bad, and thinking that I almost died almost today again. I really think that you guys should just start putting life insurance on me because I think I'm a really good candidate for that.
They don't like putting life insurance on people with health problems.
Well, I mean, no, I'm not talking about health problems. I'm talking on the I am more clumsy than Leilon. Leilon is clumsy. I think I'm more clumsy than her.
Oh, God.
Yes.
I can't stand Sam. I want her to leave.
Me too.
Me too. Leave. Me too.
Damn. Okay. My song I came up with this week. Okay. Okay.
Sing.
Yeah. Yes, it's a Doody Little Sam one, but it's basically, which I'm not going to sing, but...
sing, Carly, sing.
Yeah. I do not,
hey,
I do not.
Carly,
okay.
I had to just share the fact that I have a date with my doctor. You have to sing.
You know, Candace, remember, okay, fine, okay.
Sing.
Thank you.
Okay, well, you guys, now I have to remember the song I had in my head, because I never write these songs down. Okay, there was this bitch named Sam who needs to go down because he lied to Jason about kissing McBain. But therefore, Sam needs to just go fuck McBain, get out of Jason and Spinelli's life, because Sam needs to go down for every evil thing that she did. And Jason's life doesn't need to be pimped anymore because we are sick of this couple. We are sick of this couple, and do we really care about baby who? No, this woman was never allowed to be pregnant, people. So stay tuned for my next week of will I hate Sam more and more, or will I just hate her a little? I think it's going to be my hate for Sam is like I'm going to be, you know, hatred. I hate this woman. And, you know, I was looking at it the other day, people, and I'm like, I don't get it. I do not get what guys see in her. I do not. I was just, like, watching this scene, and I'm like, I hate you. And then I had a fast forward Spinelli and Sam, and then I was really pissed off. Yeah.
All right. That was the song.
That's
yes.
The song.
Yes,
that was
and
the song. Download it on iTunes. Get that money.
Okay, Candace. Candace, do we want to be muted for a minute?
Don't mute Candace.
Well, I'm happy. Can I be? This is the most happiest I've been on this show in a while.
Well, too.
Date with a dog.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with the soaps, dear.
Yeah, well, I know, but
I'm excited because I'm going to New York to see, you know, go to a charity event to see former One Life Live people. I'm going to Broadway
awesome.
Park with Mary Tyler Moore. I'm going to see her. I'm going to probably see, hopefully, Judith White because it's so. I'm so going to have a fangirl moment, and y'all might see me on the evening news.
Oh, she's on HSN right now. Judith White is selling jewelry on HSN right now.
Right now?
Yeah,
cool.
She looks awesome.
Let me look.
Oh, and by the way, people, just for people we will know, next week,
Judith
I'm
White
alone.
Jewelry collection. Yes, she
yeah,
is.
But I'm alone next week because the Dawn is going to be in California.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. I am really sad over the fact.
Anybody who goes better report what they did or saw.
Exactly,
or
yes.
Of course.
Okay, oh, by the way, I just want to say, and I don't mean to be mean to people, but what the heck? You know, I need to go off on someone on Y&R because I need to feel better. So this indulges in my rant, my little rant tonight, because my little rant is good but bad. And I don't care if you're a Fearless fan, I am. And Michael, you are a son of a bitch. Michael, you're doing all this in your best friend. And, oh, Christine. You know what, people? That happened, you know, 15 years ago. I was in high school. Oh, crap, I really just gave out my age.
I disagree with you, Callie.
This is good. So, especially if you're...
I know, okay, fine. Shiloh, yeah. Did you agree with me, please? Shiloh, even if you don't know, because Carrie is not here, and Carrie would automatically be agreeing with me. No, I don't think someone's past from 18 years ago to bite someone in the ass now. Who really cares about Christine? She's a goody-goody. I love Fearless. And Michael,
well,
said,
you know what?
I
have a theory about this whole thing with Chris, this whole thing with Phyllis and all that.
You think it's
Although,
not her?
No, Phyllis said that she did it by accident. She went to scare her, but she hit her. Now, everybody's seen, because she's a Fed, that there's no statute of limitations. However, the only reason they got this information was because of stolen medical records, which are supposed to remain confidential. So I think that Phyllis is not going to be able to be held, or the judge will throw it out because of that.
Well,
thank God.
Something's going to happen.
I hope
like
it goes that way, because I'm sorry. See, my girl goes down.
Well,
with
it's going to happen. I know what's going to happen Monday already, because I was on Soap Talk, and there's a lady that's in Canada, and she told us what's happening. And I'm like, holy crap.
Okay,
oh,
can I ask, can I ask one question?
Well, Phyllis is going to get out of it.
No. I mean, Nick stands beside her, right? Nick should not be leaving her.
You really want to know?
Yes, I do.
All right, everybody who doesn't want to know, close your ears.
Yeah,
Nick walks out.
Wait for your phone.
Nick walks
out.
What?
He walks out on her.
Oh, my God. Okay, Nick. Okay, I went after Michael. I'm going after you, Nick, now. Okay, let's see. Phyllis said this, but you get fuck Phyllis and Sharon at the same time.
Wait, Carly, there's a reason he does it, though.
I don't care. He should not walk out on her. It's from the past.
Phyllis is pissing me off.
Phyllis isn't bothering me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
I mean, that's kind of her character. Plus, I really do feel bad in the fact. Now, I'm not saying that she may. I mean, I wasn't watching when she hit Christine to know if she did it on purpose.
Me neither.
Or
she did it. It was an accident.
Yes.
Okay.
It was.
Well,
I was watching
all
back
I'm
then.
Saying is,
I was watching.
All I'm saying is the whole point, anybody knows any of this is because of Ricky and Daisy. Ricky
knew
those records.
Yep.
They are confidential, and they should have never been exposed. If Nick can't get over that, then Phyllis needs to walk away from that idiot.
And you know what? And then other things, Phyllis, I love the Michael and Phyllis relationship, but right now, Michael, you're so worried about being the best fucking DA. Okay,
yeah.
No,
well,
you. I mean, come on, Paul is the one of Alpha here the best. Come on, I mean, you know, I mean, and
oh,
I mean,
I
you know,
Paul
I'm
today.
Sure. What?
You can.
Oh, I have a fight with Paul. When he said Ricky's in heaven now. I just looked at the TV, and I was just like, really?
Well, what do you think of them arresting him at the grave site? I mean, I thought that was pretty tacky.
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't surprised. I mean, you got to have some kind of thing, but...
Drama.
I don't know. I mean, I feel bad for him, but at the same time, it's like... okay, when he did what he did to Ricky, who, by the way, I don't think is dead...
Oh, God,
me too.
I hope so.
I'm thinking he's just, like, doing something to get back at Paul, because Paul was never there for him. But he also wasn't there for Heather either. I'm just saying, I'm just going to put that out there. But I just think that psychologically, this is a mind game that Ricky could be playing on Paul and Heather and everybody else.
They found the body.
Yeah.
They only found the bodies. Think about it. How many times has Sheila Carter been claimed dead?
I hope Ricky is dead. I didn't like him. I hope he's dead.
I want to know who has the knife.
Where's the knife?
Who would want to steal that dang knife? Maybe a vagrant or some kid?
Or Isabella.
I want Eden to remember.
Me too. Me too,
yeah,
but I want,
yeah.
You know what, I want Michael, I do want Michael.
Who's Isabella?
Okay, Isabella.
That's Eva Longoria.
Yeah, yep. Yep.
She's Ricky's mommy,
and she was psychotic. Years ago, she was a...
She dropped a toaster in Cricket's bath. I know. That was the best moment for me. I'm sorry.
It was really good, but for me, I got scared to take a bath for, like, that entire week. I should not see Wallow movies because every time I do, and there's a Wallow thing, yeah, it, you know, but all I can say about all this is... you know, it really did not, you know, yeah, Silo was right. It should not come down to, you know, this, because, you know, both Ricky and Daisy still don't know cooking, and Daisy got away with everything she did at the end, and so did Ricky.
Why isn't Phyllis? Why doesn't Phyllis tell the truth?
Okay,
well,
you know,
I think she did to Nick, but Nick doesn't believe her.
She told Daniel. She told Daniel.
Okay, well.
Yeah, but see, Phyllis's whole thing was that she's always been, and she said it the other day, she's always been insecure. It's all her insecurities because sees a pattern. If she does tell the truth, the whoever is near and dear to her leaves.
Yeah, exactly.
So
meaning her daddy, I can see why she's messed up.
Yeah, after that,
but
come on.
But the fact
I mean, it happened with Michael.
Okay, but who's not messed up on that show? I mean, come on. Nick could.
Esther?
Okay.
Esther the maid?
Okay, but no, I mean, come on.
The twins? the waiter at Crimson Lights who pulls the coffee in? Not messed up.
See, I'm liking the show. I want Genevieve and what's his face to get together.
Tucker,
yeah.
Oh no! Please don't do that, for the love of God.
I don't want Tucker and Genevieve.
Yeah.
Well,
the
reason why I don't want them together because they were on Zeno Hospital and they bombed the other couple.
They did.
Okay, but look at what they're doing to Harmony and Darnell Williams' character. It's Angie and Jesse all over again. And I called it.
Oh, my God.
I
called
it when they came on the show.
They're going to put Angie, what's her name, Harmony, with Neil.
Yes.
No, they're going to be so
good together.
No, they said, well, Debbie Morgan said in her interview, like, she was answering Twitter questions, and she said, I can tell you this, a lot of people are going to be happy and mad because they're going to go ahead with, you know, doing, like, a triangle with Neil, Harmony, and what's the name of the show?
No.
Darnell
Williams, yeah. I don't want that. See,
Serge.
I do not want Darnell to be involved in this. In a triangle with
them. No, I think they're going to put her with Neil. I can't see her with anyone else but Neil. I like Neil and her. Does anyone else?
I love her with Neil.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know.
He's
see,
hot.
They
I like
rush that, they kind of rush that. They kind of rush their parent. You know what I mean? Like, one minute you blink, Sophia and Neil was together. You blink
well,
again,
I feel bad about that.
Sophia and Neil should have never gotten married.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean.
Well, they did it for the sake of the baby.
And Sophia,
that's not a good reason. That's like the husband and lucky thing. I mean, come on, they should not, you know, get married because of that. And,
Sophia loved him. He didn't love her.
Yeah, she did, but he didn't love her.
No, he didn't love her.
Right. Yeah.
And how are they going to make Ashley leave? I'm dying to see that.
I said it's going to be a murder.
Well, she kind of already did, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I think, what was it, Tuesday? It was her first day on Days.
Really?
Yeah. Her stuff don't air until, like, September, October. And Greg Bond is going on Days Real Life. I am the happiest girl in the world.
Yeah, he's going on Days. He might be Eric, I heard.
They're
saying that he's going to be a new character.
I don't buy it.
Oh, really?
I thought about this. Well, you know how they say new, but I'm thinking, and this is just me, Candace, thinking, what if they bring him back as a grown-up version of Sean Brady?
Oh, that would be...
Mm-hmm. He doesn't look anything like Sean Brady.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Well,
nowadays.
He didn't look like,
but they, hey, you know
they
what?
Have,
I might watch Days of Our Lives with him going there.
But they have two. But they have two characters that have that were played Sean Brady that aren't working right now. Brandon Bima and Jason Cook. I would think they'd bring one of those back as Sean Brady.
Well, yeah, but I believe it's going to be Eric. I really do because
They have Jason Cook and Brandon Bima.
They would have to find Bell.
I don't know.
Tessa Storms is supposed to be coming back to General Hospital.
I heard Greg Vaughn is Eric Brady.
Okay.
That's what I heard. I mean, maybe that's wrong, but I can't see Greg Vaughn being Sean Brady when he had black hair like Bo.
Well, I didn't see him as, like, when, because I remember Greg Vaughn. This tells you how far I remember Greg Vaughn. I remember Greg Vaughn on that Nighttime Soap, Malibu Shores. Then he was on Young and the Restless. So when I remember him from Young and the Restless, he said he was going to be the new Lucky. I didn't see him as Lucky for maybe 2 years.
Yep.
Wow. I got to look for clips of him on Y&R.
Yeah, he was on Y&R for a couple of, like, a year or two.
Like a year.
Yeah.
What was his character?
I think it was Diego.
Christy, you're telling this to discuss him. Like, what was he doing?
Callie, you're cutting out.
Yeah.
Well, I hate this weather. No, someone asked me, in the sub room, Christy, you're so in this discussion, like what the ladies are doing right now, and then you reply yes.
Yes. But I do have some announcements, so that's exciting, right?
Okay, did you want to give... Yeah, you want to preview it?
Oh, well, most people know what they are, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
I don't know if I do or not.
most of it is the same announcements as last week, so.
Okay.
I wasn't here last week. Well, just tune into my show. I don't have to preview it now. Bye.
Wow.
That was supposed to be like a... Okay.
Wow.
Wow, thanks. Thanks, okay. Why? Was that rude? I won't be able to listen to the show until I'll be in New York.
Her show's on right after Carly.
My show's on right now. Look, don't mind me, okay? I'm just like in la-la land. I'm coming back down.
You're on cloud nine because of the doctor.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Okay, you know what? This came into my mind, Candace. If you guys book out, you could get all the tickets that you ever wanted. Sorry.
No. Well, you know what my cousin said, and I kid you not, it's seriously what my cousin said. Okay, so just so everybody knows, I have two middle names. Carly knows this. One of the middle names is actually Elizabeth.
Yep.
My friend Courtney, when we was in high school, it was the whole, Courtney, Jason, Elizabeth thing. So we constantly would go back and forth saying who was the better person. And she was like, well, my name is Courtney. And I was like, my middle name is Elizabeth. Your point? Like, we seriously would, like, go back and forth. Well, she said, my cousin said, she was like, Candace, if you and him get married, you'll be Candace Elizabeth Morgan.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
See, that's a sign. That is a sign, girl.
I decided to tweet Becky and Steve on that, and I'm waiting for a response. Because that was just so funny.
Oh, hold on, you guys.
It's a sign, I guarantee you.
It's coming through me, but it's kind of funny that I am seeing. Now, okay, Carly.
Yes.
How do you want me to do this come October?
Okay,
You know who I'm seeing the week after the Gown Light event. By the way, I need to really promote that, don't I?
Yes. Oh, and you know what, Ken? Ken, you only can. This remember promoted on Maison and Daytime After Dark, and you're great.
Okay. Well, I guess next week, because I have a special announcement. Yeah, I'm allowed to say this. Next week on the show.
Cool. Oh, okay.
Yeah. We finally signed the deal. It's closed. It's in my folder. So next week I will have a special announcement regarding the Gaslight event come October.
Cool.
So, yeah. I posted it on the website, didn't I, Carly? On the Facebook page?
Yeah, I read that. I did read that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm really missing from the whole conversation tonight? I can't believe I'm saying this, but I actually miss Carrie the Troublemaker. I mean,
Hey, Christy, the night you have Nathan Butler, that's Carrie's birthday.
Oh, thanks for telling me.
That's Carrie's birthday.
Cool.
I have to see, you know, I'm actually looking at my birthday list right now, so I'll make sure she gets a shout-out.
That's Carrie's birthday.
Yeah.
And, you guys, I cannot wait for Tuesday because my brother and my sister-in-law will finally find out what they are having. And I want a girl. I want another little niece, but the family... But the family is divided. You guys, this is hilarious. My little nephew, the two boys, wants another boy because there's more girls than boys. And, my grandma says, as long as it's healthy, I'm okay, blah, blah, blah. Then she goes out and buys a dress. So that confirms my suspicion. And my dad could care less anyway. My mom was a girl. And, I decided that I started wagering this. I started betting on my little unborn little niece and nephew who it is. And someone's like, Carly, that is so wrong. I'm like, yeah, but I'm usually right. So, but, you know, if it's a girl, I'm going to really feel sorry for my sister-in-law, because my brother wants a boy, and she only wants two, so this is going to be a very, very interesting time about that. I mean, I cannot wait, but it's just going to be funny to see who's right and wrong, and yeah. And all I can say about these, you guys, don't believe every freaking spoiler you read. Don't believe all the magazines. You know, I feel like we're about to get a happy time. And
I hope so.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not over. It's far from not over. And it's going to be sweet. And it's going to be great. And it's going to be, you know, one of those, you know, moments where, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I am looking forward to it, and, you know, I would look more forward to it if Elizabeth just slaps Sam. Yes, I want to see someone slap Sam. All in favor of that, say aye.
Aye. I want to see Elizabeth slap her the other day.
Yeah, well, Kathy and I have violent tendencies, so... You know,
we
people,
like the murders. We like the killings.
Yeah, we do. I mean, you know,
wow.
I mean, did I tell you, Kathy? I saved the episode when Ricky died, and I watched it over and over. I just fast-forwarded to the window part and watched it over and over.
I was so happy. I was dying for him to die.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, you and I both.
They didn't find Daisy's body, but I'm glad to see her go, too.
Yeah.
What about you, Callie?
I'm glad to see her go because she annoyed me.
She annoyed me.
Purpose. I'm sorry. If she's supposed to be Sheila Carter's niece, bring it. Bring that terror. Bring it. But she was just like...
She was bad. Ricky was bad, and they were pissing me off.
Mm-hmm.
I was finding the show. I was finding the show unwatchable with the two of them there. I really didn't like it.
Yeah,
I'm glad
well,
they're gone.
Well, do you think he should go on Beautiful? Because that's the poll out right now. They want to know because based on his looks, that's sad, ain't it? Based on his looks, they want him to go on Bold and Beautiful.
No, I don't want him on Bold. Why would he be on Bold and the Beautiful?
It would bring...
Huh?
Someone's face.
It would bring somebody new. Somebody new, I guess. Oh, really?
Only
I was trying to think about this.
Only if it involves Hope and taking her away from Liam, I'd go for it then.
Is it that I want somebody to push Liam off of a bridge?
I want Liam and Steffi. They should have been together.
Liam should not be with either one of them. They should be with someone else, both of them. Liam should not be with either one of them.
I still love Steffi. He's just being a wuss.
He doesn't know who he wants to be with. He should not be with either one. They should both dump him. They should both find someone else.
Well, the problem is he's another one who feels that because he had promised Hope that he had to marry her. And I'm what is this? Him and Jason are, like, mentally impaired.
Liam's different. He has no backbone. If he wants to be with Steffi, then he should be with Steffi. I don't care
Jason. He didn't have a backbone since he married Sam. I want Sam to leave.
I don't care what promise. I don't care what promise he made Hope. He should, if he wants to be with Steffi, then be with Steffi. I don't care what promise he made Hope. Liam has no backbone, and they should both dump him and both find someone else. Liam should be left in the cold. That's the way I feel.
But remember the conversation he had with Ridge? Like, not the recent one, but, like, around the time Steffi, when he found out about Steffi's lies and all that, and Ridge talked to him about Hope, about, you know, how he's treating Hope and treating Steffi and say, don't make this mistake, kind of giving him some words of wisdom. But Liam said, I promise I will not hurt Hope. And he's, like, feeling that if he hurts Hope, that he's adding on to her whatever she has issues with. She has daddy issues anyway, so.
Yeah, she's like an image. She needs to grow up and get away from her mother.
Right.
Who's becoming Stephanie?
Oh, my God. I'd like to shoot. Why
is Taylor and I like to shoot
that witch?
Because look at Taylor. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's the same.
Well, at least Taylor has a brain on her shoulders.
But she's beginning
to think. Brooke is just a hag.
Taylor, see, okay, this is when I get into a little conflict a debate. Like, everybody says, you know, bad things about Brooke, and they say, oh, Taylor's a saint, or, you know. But Taylor, before Brooke really slept with it all through the Foresters, Taylor was with Ridge and Eric. And I keep bringing that up so many times. I'm like, you forget she flirted with Eric, and Eric and her dated for like 6 months. And then she went back, then had the baby, then, you know, went off somewhere where she was faking her death, went with the prince, slept with the therapist and everything.
Taylor's no saint.
Yeah, she's a saint. I would love to find... You know what they should have? They should have a nun on the Bold and Beautiful.
A nun?
They should have a nun. I agree with you,
they
Candace.
Should. They should have a priest and a nun on the Bold and Beautiful. They already had a sex therapist. Might as well go ahead with a nun and priest.
Well, the show was stupid. The show was, I always said the show was stupid. I never saw a show like this. Of all the soaps I've watched through all my years, I never saw a soap like this. It really is. There's stupid parts to it. It really is stupid.
Well, Kelly, I don't know what KKL has, but I don't like it. And I think she needs to leave. Her point is ruining her daughter and Steffi.
Well, yeah. Like I said, if you really think about it, like Hope, Liam, and Steffi are the new Ridge, Brooke, and Taylor.
Right.
And Brooke, Taylor, and Ridge are the new Stephanie and Eric, and you can throw in whoever else. You know, they have now become the people that they said they would never become. Because if you recall, Ridge said he would never become like his parents. And Brooke said, I will never be like Stephanie. Well, guess what? You are.
Yeah.
It's a circle now. It's full circle. I would just like to see some other characters in Lone and Beautiful that we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, too. I mean,
where's Rick?
Where's it? Have I seen Thorn? Seen Thorn?
Never seen Thorn.
Yeah.
Haven't seen her.
Where's Donna?
I like Donna.
I think Donna just had a baby. So.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
And they got rid of Owen, Jackie, and
yeah.
What's
and
his
Nick.
Name?
Yeah, Nick. Well, here's my question. Everybody remember Thorne's daughter? Yeah, I bet y'all he had a daughter. I know. Mm-hmm. Bring back Macy. She's in a coma somewhere.
Okay, we have 9 minutes to go. Hey, Raylan, so will we be up, like, in here for the morning tonight on Raylan Radio?
Hopefully not. I really, honestly, to go that late are really straining on my sleep schedule, so we'll probably go for, like, 2 or 3 hours.
That's all?
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm the lightweight of the group, so it works for me.
No, because people feel sorry for me. I am not a morning person. They don't know this. I had to wake up at 8. To take my grandma to the dermatology I did my good deed for the lifetime. And then tomorrow I have to wake up like at 8, so 9. But then Sunday, you know what my plan is, people? I'm going to get all caught up on soaps. I'm going to lay in bed all day and get caught up.
Let's be great.
Well, I have to. My TiVo is like threatening me now, and I have like 2 all me wives that catch up with 2 drop dead divas. You know, COVID's been a bad little person lately. You know.
Well, you were on vacation, but you should just watch them every night so you don't have to watch it nonstop.
Right.
Well, you know what, the thing why I don't, because I like it to sit there, especially with the soaps, and watch like the whole 5-day in an episode at once, because number one, I don't like cliffhanger Friday. I think they should ban them. Thank you very much. Yes, they should.
Yeah.
They should do. I will not ban from that, but it's nice because the weather is so hot here. You don't want to go out, really. You don't want to do anything. You're just like, do I really want to do that? No, it's too hot.
I had to go out today. I was soaking wet. My hair was dripping. It was awful.
Ooh.
Awful. It was terrible.
Here it rained, so it actually, I had my house open and didn't need the air. Thank God. I hate to see my electric bill for last month.
Oh, it was wicked here, wicked. It was 93 degrees. It was hot.
Yeah.
I had to carry bundles. It was awful, terrible, awful.
Well, do what Carly does when it comes to do what Coley does when it comes to paying bills. Okay, I pay him, don't think I don't know. But I look at it when I'm already in a bad mood. I don't look at bills when I'm in, like, a happy, happy mood. No, because I had this,
I don't look at them either, Kylie. Until I can deal with them.
Yeah, me either. I'm like, I don't want to look at you right now, because if I look at you, I'm going to be in a bad mood for the rest of my life. So that's
me too.
Why
I only look at them when I can handle it.
Yeah, that's my new advice to people. If you're having a really bad day and you see bills, the only thing you get in the mail, just don't open it because you are going to regret it in a bad way. Okay, people, we have 4 minutes. I think the Ace is going to be really good the next couple of weeks. I think Ryan all could be really good for the next couple of weeks. Days of Our Life could be very good for a couple of weeks. The only one that I'm not so sure that could be really good for people's health is B&B.
Yeah, that's pissing me off. It's good, though.
It's good, but it's pissing people off. And
well, it's taking way too long for him to tell Heather. But also, once again, Brooke should stay out of it.
Correct. Oh, by the way, Kathy, you're going to be upset. I don't want to upset you, but I have to. It's my new job. Did you hear the two people that are leaving American Idol?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler. Well, we get someone new. I'm not going to lose sleep over it.
No,
yeah,
I mean, no.
I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah, we all know with J-Lo, it was money. She doesn't want to say anything,
yeah,
but it was money.
It was money with her.
Yeah.
It was money with her.
Well, she's got a reality show coming up.
She's producing it. She's producing it with Casper Smart. That one.
Yep.
And Steven Tyler. And Steven Tyler, his band is pissed because he's doing that. He has to go on the road. He's got to do something.
Yeah, well, Candace.
Well, yeah, because. Yeah, yeah.
I've been thinking if you get married to Dr. Morgan, he's going to have to call in sometimes.
And with that, everybody jump over to Leah.
Yeah, I'm already there, guys. Candace, why don't you come on, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to let me charge my phone up. You said 2 to 3 hours?
Oh, yeah.
I should stay up anyway. Okay, Carly.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll come over. Give me, like, at least 15 minutes to charge my phone because I don't want to, you know, click out on you guys. This could be my first time. Yay!
Cool.
Good. I'm going to hang
okay,
up.
Okay, everyone have a great week.
Yay, and remember,
have a great week.
Remember, next week, there's this daytime after dark. I will be doing the laser radio. I will be going for longer than we are here now.
I'll be there.
Okay.
Right. See ya. Bye.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.